Let's talk about Lizzo at the Laker game. So let's go back a ways, okay? Obviously, she's a very talented musician and whatnot. She plays the flute, she dances, and she is a plus size woman. Doing all that. Very talented, very gifted. I think that she looks nice and whatnot. Very beautiful human being. But there is some issues with some of the, some of her actions and or beliefs. But in the beginning, she's been known to do that kind of stuff. And it's kind of gotten out of hand, because when you pose, implied nude for Rolling Stone, or you put this picture or that picture up on social media, that's one thing, okay? That's one thing. I'd forgotten about the Burger King incident, but nobody was in there. And then she did something somewhere else. But that's not the first time that she's flashed her posterior. Not saying that I'm offended by her posterior, her shape, her size, or anything else like that. What I'm saying is, you have a crowded arena at Laker Stadium. Number one, it's not your platform. That's number two. Number three, it's not about you. Number four, you have to be let in through the back, with that shirt dress on. And then, of course, that would have only worked there and only there. And now she has an invitation to come to the Houston Rockets stadium. I don't get it. This individual keeps upping the ante. If she wants to be a body advocate, I can get down with that. If she wants to say her body is beautiful and she wants to show it off, if she has a beautiful ass, she wants to show it off, that's fine. There's a way how to go about that. Okay? But she's in music. Unless she wants to become a full-blown model and work both, that's a different story. That's the right way to do it. But it seems to me that she wants attention. She wants attention. She's not doing it because she's confident. Confident women don't need attention. Confident woman knows in her heart, who she is and how she looks and how she feels about herself. She doesn't seek out that kind of attention. And then that's seeking out the wrong attention from the wrong group of people. They make it, now they got, it's just like Pimp C say, you're embarrassing us, another artist out of Ohio took on that hook. Yeah, because you're embarrassing us. It's just like when that dancer, he's always got to dance. Sit down, Shaggy or Shingy or whatever he is, whatever he or she, whatever the person is. Because you never be too short these days. you know, it's not an attractive kind of thing, okay? You know, you look at certain, you look at the standard. I might not agree with what she did, but I'm a fan of her body. I don't care if she shows it off and whatnot. I think that she's beautiful, a lovely woman, but I think her brain is messed up. I think a little bit on how she thinks. You know, saying, you know, I've heard some statements, you know, come out from Lizzo's own, you know, account about, you know, LGBT community and whatnot. I just would want to, you know, hope or pray, you know, that she, you know, you know, starts promoting, you know, us meaning black people, you know, because it's just like you can be a worldly individual, but you still have some kind of spiritual sense, you know, because we're human beings. You would think that you would want your people to, you would promote, you know, even Rihanna was even Cardi B got into the political game, though she didn't, you know, make any kind of real sense that much. She, you know, and she wasn't a black individual. She's not a black individual, but at least she made some sort of point, you know, for her fans. I think Lizzo is not for us. That's what I think. I just, no offense. I just, you know, I've seen her out there and whatnot. Love the pics, but and the antics, some of the antics. But I know that she is not for us. I wouldn't expect her to talk about police brutality. I wouldn't expect her to talk about reparations. I wouldn't expect her, you know, to do certain things and, you know, and say certain things and stay on code, and black people on Twitter act like they don't know what that is. What is code? What is code? We don't all think the same. That's us. That's a sellout right there. I'm not saying that she, well, yeah, she is selling out. Yeah. There's no way around that. Yeah, nice woman. But we'll see what side she's really on, because there's a racial war going on out here. That's the thing. There's a racial war. Some people don't care, some people don't know, and some people are not on, you know, on the right, you know, right side of history. And I would like to say, just physically, I don't think that would have been her best asset to show off. If she showed cleavage, we wouldn't be talking about this. Well, depending how much. If she wore pasties to the Laker game, that's no. But she did all of that for attention. You know, wrestlers do that kind of crap. You know, they do that kind of crap to keep their image going. So they don't get released out their contracts, so on and so forth. That's why you see Mick Foley, you know, dive off the cell, you know, came the ring 97. A lot of wrestling fans know that, but it was to keep his mankind going, that gimmick, you know. So, you know, but yeah, his yeah, he didn't have a short career, but you know, it was interesting. You know, interesting ride. But you know, I was having a conversation on Twitter with this woman saying that I would and should and couldn't tell a, you know, a woman what to do and whatnot. I'm not telling you what to do. You can go and make a fool out of yourself. That's just fine. That's fine. You're an adult. I can't stop you. I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your uncle. I'm not your aunt. I'm not any of that. I'm not a guardian over you. You're an adult. You're over 18. You can make a fool out of yourself if you want to. It's just like if Lizzo... Well, it's not just like, but I'm surprised they allowed her to wear that. It wasn't like it was, they just showed the top. No, her whole ass is out. And she's dancing. And she's on the Tigertron. And she's squatting down. And whatnot. You know, twerking. This looks bad. Physically, I wouldn't care. But, and if they don't care, Lakers organization, that's fine. But seeking attention, that's the one right there. We need to teach our women, black women, that seeking attention. So you should be seeking our attention. This woman is, I'm having a conversation with this woman, and she's saying, well, men should not be in this conversation. So you're telling me black men shouldn't be in this conversation? And then she says, well, you can't tell a woman what to do, blah, blah, blah. And then I respond back, you know, my blah, blah, blah. And then my point, and she says, well, she's not the black woman. She's not that kind of, you know, the black woman you envision, basically. Well, then she ain't real. It's just like what I said. She ain't real. There's something wrong with her. And it's and I was having this conversation because it was another woman that put out a video saying that we should this Lizzo is a distraction, and that's what she is, because we could be talking about so many different things, but we're sitting here talking about her acting in a certain manner, which is Bed Winchy. No. We need to get that out of here. We need to get that out of here. And she's saying that she's homophobic and calling her a hoe and so on and so forth. I don't get it. I wasn't trying to tell her what to do. And this lady's talking about we should be talking about so many things. We need to talk about how men and women don't get along the way they used to. We could be talking about so many things about that. You know, the gay agenda. We could be talking about that. Donald Trump getting somebody in the office that is not a part of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party that is for us, that's going to do something for black people. Okay. We could be talking about that. I think white folks set these things up so black, you know, to distract or you know, it's just like people that say, well, Starbucks is just coffee. No, they're a company and they do A, B, and C, and they've been racist and they've been around. You wouldn't want to work there, let alone eat there. eat a croissant or drink some coffee. But that's a different story for a different day. I would say she's kind of dangerous to herself, and then next thing you know, she's gonna show up with a white man, and he ain't gonna be a big white. He ain't gonna be big. He gonna be looking like a white supremacist. They ain't gonna, you know, because there's fat shaming on the other side of things. How you gonna be a big girl and you make fun of big dudes? That makes no sense. But she's gonna, next thing you know, she's gonna show up with a white man. And that's what's going to happen. But the black woman I envision is a queen. That's, the queens don't do that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm open-minded, okay? I'm more open-minded. If she had done that, I didn't like it when Rihanna wore the see-through dress on the red carpet. I didn't like that either. To tell you the truth, if you want to pose in that manner, okay, I'm a photographer. I can hook you up. I can get somebody to hook you up. There's plenty of photographers you want to get hooked up like that. But if you, it's got to be in the right place, the right time. But if you want to just act like that, and then you're already number one, and then you still seek attention. Then you get on social media talking about the hate. They're not talking about hate. They just thought it was inappropriate. It's just like if I told a joke and whatnot around, you know, older folk and they didn't like it. Well, I got to respect that. Okay. It is what it is. They didn't, you know, say anything disrespectful to me or whatnot like some people do. They just say, well, I just didn't understand why you had to do it like that. I didn't like that part. Maybe it would have been better. You got to respect that. You know, some people are hating, but they're just fat shaming. So I'm saying I just thought it was inappropriate. In that setting, then you got the Rockets trying to influence that some more. They want you to come there with your titties out next. Or your butt naked next. Oh, look at this big black woman. You know, it don't look right. I'm just saying.